Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and this is the 294th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, we bring you exciting and often exotic guests from the world of travel, both foreign and domestic. We visit with hoteliers, airline executives, authors, photographers, publicists, and others in the travel world. And tonight is a triple header. We have three guests. Elizabeth Delarada, owner of Harborside Hotel, Barbara Staple, Director of Sales and Marketing at Harborside, and Josh Winston, Director of Tourism, National Harbor. A warm welcome to all from Travel Itch Radio. Josh, let's start with you. National Harbor may not yet be a familiar name to our Travel Itch Radio listening audience, so please tell us what it is and where it is.
Well, thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity to come on air and speak to you and your listeners. We are – National Harbor is located about 8 miles south of Washington, D.C., so right from downtown Washington, D.C. Takes you about 20 minutes perhaps by car, and really about 10 minutes from the airport from DCA, Reagan National. And you can access us by, you know – by car, by Uber, by taxi, by water taxi, which is one of the things that's really, really kind of exciting, is approaching National Harbor by boat, because we are situated on the banks of the Potomac River and are really quite a special resort-style destination, just minutes from the nation's capital.
Well, you can see that water wheel great distance away. What's about the wheel?
The Capitol Wheel is a 180-foot observatory wheel, which you can see fantastic views of the entire Potomac River, all of downtown National Harbor's waterfront district, MGM, Gaylord National Resort, Old Town Alexandria, and you can even see parts of downtown D.C. And because it is on the flight path for DCA, you get planes that go by you at high altitude, at low altitudes for the planes, and you're at a high altitude because you're in one of the gondolas of the Capitol Wheel. So it's really a pretty mesmerizing experience.
So you can wave to the people in the planes as they go by, right?
You can. In fact, we're oftentimes, if you fly in and out, depending if you're in an A or an F seat on your flight, oftentimes you'll hear commentary from the flight attendant or the pilot that, you know, if you look to your left, you'll see the Capitol Wheel, you'll see National Harbor. So it's become a nationally recognized landmark when you're landing in D.C. or taking off.
And I know National Harbor opened in stages, with the MGM Casino Hotel opening just 18 months ago, for example, but who owns the land?
So National Harbor's land and development is owned and developed by the Peterson Companies, which is a Fairfax, Virginia-based company. So it's a local family-owned developer, and they've been in the business for over 50 years. In fact, we just celebrated our 50-year anniversary as a company just a couple years ago. But this year is kind of interesting because this is the 10th anniversary of National Harbor. So all year long, you can look for programming throughout the course of the year that will celebrate the 10th anniversary of the harbor. So that will go all year long until December.
Okay, and location is everything, Josh, and you've got it. Washington, 15 minutes away, as you mentioned, Old Town Alexandria, and Mount Vernon, even less than that. Reagan Airport, 9 miles away. And especially with the All-Star Game Washington just hosted 2 days ago, do you find many D.C. visitors prefer staying in National Harbor, perhaps because of lower costs and lesser crowds?
Well, I'd say we're actually a pretty comparable stay to the rest of the D.C. area, just from a shopping experience and venue price point perspective. It is really a part of the D.C. waterfront. It's really become synonymous in a way with Old Town Alexandria, with the Wharf, with Georgetown, with a lot of the major attractions along D.C.'s waterfront. So National Harbor really kind of blends in that regard. And as far as preference for visitors to the harbor, I would say that we have planted 200 new cherry trees along the banks of the Potomac River at National Harbor. They will all bloom this spring, and that's going to be kind of an exciting new piece for us to talk about, because it will give tourists to the D.C. area an option other than the tidal basin at the mall, which, as you know, during cherry blossom season can become quite crowded. So we're helping to sort of allay that fear that you'd get there and experience, you know, a big crush of people. So you can come to National Harbor and do the cherry blossoms at your leisure.
And if visitors want to go to D.C., Josh, without a car, what are their options? I know there's a water taxi, but how late at night does it run? And how about the Metro?
So the last water taxi from National Harbor departs at 11:30. So you've got it all day long to use, which is a really great option. We also have nonstop shuttle service to the wharf in D.C. now as well. So it used to be only a hub-and-spoke system through Old Town Alexandria. Like a lot of the airlines would make you fly through Atlanta or Charlotte or something like that, they'd make you go through Old Town. But we do have a nonstop water taxi service now right into downtown D.C., which is great. And then, you know, the other besides, you know, if you don't have 25 minutes to spend, you know, on the water, you can do it by Uber, by taxi, or you can use our shuttle. We are part of the Metro system here in D.C., so you can take the NH2 bus, and that will pick you up right at the downtown National Harbor bus stop, Metro bus stop, on Waterfront Street, and zip you right across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to the King Street Alexandria Blue Line station, and you can get on there and access everything the Metro has to offer from that point.
Good to know. And Josh,
yeah,
National
it's a great
Harbor
way to get around
so-
the city.
Yeah, that's great. National Harbor remains a work in progress. What's on the drawing board? What's coming up next?
Well, we're excited, and I think you may have seen even the beginnings of this during your stay here, but if you came to Harborside Hotel, you would see the ground has broken on Topgolf, which is going to be opening right next door to Harborside Hotel in first quarter of next year. We're really looking forward to the addition of that as a brand new attraction to the harbor, but we've got all kinds of office, retail, medical facilities. And, you know, I would point out, too, that National Harbor is not only I'm the director of tourism, but I would also point out to you that National Harbor is a really great live-work community. It has all kinds of fantastic, innovative, creative office spaces that are really second to none in the D.C. area with waterfront views. They have townhouses that overlook the Potomac with, you know, four stories that have outdoor rooftop decks. I mean, really incredible amenities for, you know, a very competitive price for this area.
Good to know. And the better National Harbor does, the better Harborside Hotel will do. So let's ask Elizabeth Delarada, owner of the hotel, to tell us why her property is the best place to stay in the area. And it's, by the way, it's Harborview Hotel, not Harborside. Harborview Hotel, right?
No, it's Harborside. No, you were correct, Dan. It's Harborside.
Oh, I was right.
You're correct.
Okay.
You're correct,
okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for allowing us to be on during this time. Harborside Hotel is truly a true passion of mine. We really believe the reason you stay here is for our service, along with an amenity package that includes a number of great guest experiences. One of the things I believe so strongly in as owner and manager is that everyone's a VIP. So everyone that walks through that door should be treated with a smile as if they are the king of wherever. And I believe truly that our staff's able to do it, and our reviews have showed such, and that's a wonderful thing to be able to do in this area.
Well, I've got to compliment you and go along with what you just said, because when I was there a couple of days ago, I got up very early to work on my computer writing an article for Forbes.com. My computer froze, and I panicked, and I brought it downstairs to the front desk. There were two wonderful women working there, young women, and one of them took out her portable mouse, unscrewed something, plugged it into my machine, and she activated my machine and got everything going again. So it is definitely true what you said.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we truly enjoy it. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here. So it's a labor of love for us all.
Okay. And how would you describe the property for our listeners?
Well, we are a boutique hotel. There's only one of us. We're 194 rooms, and of those rooms, aside from the standard king and queen suites, double queen suites, we do have 14 king suites, along with two H lofts, which comprised of about 1,100 square feet each of really nice space if you want to treat yourself royally. We do have a fitness room. We have free Wi-Fi. We have quite a few amenities that brings people back when we have a lot of the business travelers. We do give a free hot, full American breakfast. They do not have to pay for parking, and we also have a shuttle that will take you to all of Josh's lovely National Harbor points of interest and also the Gaylord Conference Center. So it makes it very easy for the traveler, both business, transient, and a group, to get around the area.
Liz, how old is the building and what was it before it became a hotel?
Well, it was actually a piece of land, and my family built it 33 years ago. And my father, Joseph Delarada, this is a family company, started his business. We're developers originally, still do some development. He's 87 and started it 50 years ago. And we got into the hospitality business. We have two other properties in Florida, but this is our only harborside. And we've just always loved it. We've been a big believer in Prince George's County. We've seen the changes that Josh has mentioned. We wanted to be as supportive as possible to provide whatever jobs we could for those interested and to really give our guests the best experience possible. The Italian in me loves nothing better than feeding people and making them happy. So I have the best job in the world. I get to do that every day.
You do, but you got to tell us where in Florida. Where are those other two hotels?
They're in West Palm Beach. We have a Hawthorne Suites and also a Best Western Palm Beach Lakes Inn. So
I'm
going
to be talking to you about that
there.
Because I go to South Florida every March for spring training. So I'll be talking to you about that,
right,
those properties too.
Yes, and actually we're right by spring training. Yep.
Got to mention West Palm Beach because Ballpark of the Palm Beach is the newest of all the spring training ballparks, the home of the Washington Nationals and also the Houston Astros, the world champion Houston Astros, by the way. Anyway, getting back to National Harbor and Harborside Hotel, what amenities can guests expect? You've mentioned breakfast, Wi-Fi, parking. Anything else that we should add?
Well, we do have a fitness room. We do have the free shuttle, which will transport you to Tanger Outlets, which is behind us if you want to do a little shopping, Gaylord Conference Center, all of National Harbor. We really have the ability to fine-tune things. If we have guests or a group, we can also offer additional shuttles if that's something they need. We have an amazing restaurant, Portum Restaurant. I don't know, Dan, if you had the opportunity to have a late-night meal or an evening dinner. We have jazz nights on Thursday nights, which is going on tonight. We do a number of other fun things for our guests and also the locals. But our chefs are amazing, fantastic. They specialize in European and also American cuisine. We do a fantastic brunch on Sundays, so we have quite a following for that. But Portum is really starting to make a name for itself and become a destination right within National Harbor.
Absolutely.
And also Harborside.
So jazz night is every Thursday night, plus is there music at brunch as well?
At this point, not consistently. We try and take in consideration what our guests' requests are. So we got the jazz night idea from some of our local guests. One of the gentlemen originally had a jazz club that was no longer in service. So he mentioned that'd be fantastic. So that's how we ended up doing the jazz on Thursdays. So we're doing a few other little opportunities throughout the week. Off and on, we may do a karaoke night for the guests that are interested in that and also the locals and some of the National Harbors. Josh and I work closely together to see what's in the area and what we might do to be able to enhance their experience while in National Harbor. So that's a lot of fun. It can change at any time. The fact that we're independent and we pretty much make our own rules, we have the ability to really adapt to what our guests request.
Good to know. I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And we're talking right now with Liz Delarada, owner of Harborside Hotel in Oxon Hill, Maryland, right next to National Harbor. And we already mentioned the shuttle, Liz. Is that shuttle operating 24 hours a day? Is it around the clock?
Well, it really depends on who our guest is. We normally have it run 10 a.m. to midnight, and then later, a little bit later on the weekends if required. We have had opportunity where we've had groups come in that have conferences, for example, at the Gaylord that may start at 7 a.m., so we'll change the shuttle hours and we'll run as long as they need it while they're here at Harborside. So we do have a bit of flexibility, but typically it's just 10 to 10, and then on weekends till midnight.
Okay. And I know guests get free breakfast because I enjoy that too, and you also have that full-service restaurant. That is terrific. I didn't eat there this trip, but I did it last time, and it was great. And I know Harborside just had a major facelift to the tune of $10 million. What changes did you make?
Well, frankly, she needed a little touch-up. She's been here for a while, and knowing who our guest, or I thought our guest was going to be, I also do the design for our properties, I figured, okay, they're out all day, they're at conferences, they're running around, what would I want to see? So we made it somewhat soothing, very clean environment, all new beds. I wanted every single bed to be something everyone would want to sleep on. They're all 4- and 5-star beds that we have in all of our rooms. We actually get a lot of comments on it, which kind of surprises me, but everyone seems to love them. I wanted everything to be a pared-down palette so that if you're in there, you're stressed, you're working, everything's got a nice, clean look to it, subtle colors, a lot of grays. So all of the common area, all of the rooms have been done. Still everything is, you know, I can tweak it here and there. However, we do have the bathrooms that we do need, or I do want to do a renovation on, and that's in the works for the next year or two. It's just totally displacing. So if we're 100% occupied, I can't have that kind of work going on right now. But that is definitely coming up and will be done within the next couple of years.
Okay, moving on to Barbara Staple, Director of Sales and Marketing for Harborside Hotel. Our listeners want to know if the hotel is smoke-free, which I'm sure it is, and pet-friendly, which I'm not sure about, and do you have a good Wi-Fi connection? Barbara?
We certainly do, Dan, and again, thank you so much for having us this evening. We have excellent Wi-Fi connectivity in the hotel, and it's complimentary, as Liz mentioned, to all of our guests. We also have complimentary Wi-Fi in our meeting space as well. In regards to pets, yes, we are certainly pet-friendly, and we're happy to accommodate pets up to 75 pounds, and if your husband fits like that criteria, bring him along too. Yeah, everyone's welcome.
Well, my 13-pound little terrier will be very happy about that. So next time
well,
I come, the dog is coming
to,
too.
We'd love to have him.
Okay. Are you busier when the Washington Nationals are home since the ballpark is visible right across the river?
Well, you know, Dan, we always have an increase in occupancy with any major sports tournament in the area. People always appreciate our competitive pricing and relaxed but elegant atmosphere. Spring, fall, and winter are definitely busiest for business and government travel, but we see a steady stream of leisure travel throughout the year. And I have to say we're the perfect location for people coming to the MGM Theater to see famous performers, or for anyone attending the many events at National Harbor. We're just the perfect location.
That's great. We're talking with Barbara Staple, Director of Sales and Marketing for Harborside Hotel in Oxon Hill, Maryland. As a Harborside guest several times now, I know your biggest asset is service, as we already talked about. Everybody on the staff is polite, helpful, and knowledgeable about the area. And if you need directions to someplace in Washington or an airline boarding pass, they'll print it out for you. Barbara, is most of your clientele local, regional, national, or international, or maybe a combination of all of those? In other words, what are your major markets?
Our clientele, Dan, is definitely a mix, a complete mix, but the highest percentage certainly originates in the U.S. I'm happy to say we have a very high percentage of repeat clientele, which I feel speaks volumes for the hotel and customer satisfaction. Liz receives a steady stream of notes from guests congratulating her on our service, which makes us extremely proud. And it's such a nice reflection on everybody working here. And I have to mention, too, it's a rather unusual atmosphere in the hotel. It's more like a family atmosphere amongst the staff. And, of course, that always starts at the top down. So that's a very nice reflection on Liz.
And I didn't pay her to say that, but I should.
I'll send you the bill later.
Oh, my goodness.
Your check is in the mail, Barbara.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Harborside Hotel has an ample parking lot. Do most guests come by car?
Yes, they do, and the hotel has an enormous parking lot. It's like a football field, so there's never any shortage of parking, and there's never a hassle looking for a spot. Also, the hotel's located immediately off Route 495, so it's very easily accessible.
I found that, too, coming back from the All-Star game after 1 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday night. Very easy to get there, especially if you have Waze on your phone, which I do. Waze is wonderful. In fact, I named my Waze Millie because Millie Waze is the opposite of Willie Mays.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's great.
So every time
fantastic.
She talks to me when I'm driving, I go, thank you, Millie. Thank you, Millie. And sometimes
Millie.
I argue with you. No, this is not the right turn, Millie. But anyway. Okay, I'd like to ask all three of you, is there anything that I haven't asked you yet that you would like to add? I'm sure there's probably a lot, so why don't you fight it out? I know all three of you are at that speakerphone, so take your turn. Go ahead.
Geez, I don't know about that, but I would say that I would echo your comments about the accessibility to National Harbor. I think one of the myths we like to dispel is the fact that we're far from downtown D.C., which is not the case. You know, our address is, as you said, in Oxon Hill, Maryland. But we are really about 12 minutes from the Capitol building. When you do it, like you said, at night by car, it zips straight down 295. There's no surface street traffic because you're on the expressway. And the expressway, 295, is, for those of you who are familiar with the D.C. and Baltimore area, begins at National Harbor and ends in downtown Baltimore. So you can really, from our location, spit off into any major attraction in the area that's regional, such as Baltimore, Annapolis, Northern Virginia, parts of Northern Maryland, and Civil War battlefields, the Chesapeake Bay, Eastern Shore, et cetera. So it's a really centrally located destination right off of 95 and 295 at an important junction in the Capitol Beltway.
And, Josh, I'm glad you mentioned Baltimore because I came down from North Jersey. I drove down. I made record time in both directions. Don't tell the state police in any of these states that I went through. But I made phenomenal time, especially going home, leaving the hotel, Oxon Hill, Maryland. I left about 9:45 on Wednesday morning. I was back in New Jersey by 2:30, approximately 2:30 in the afternoon. I stopped for something to eat along the way, too. So that's really an exceptional time. It's a hop, skip, and a jump to Baltimore. You get on 495
yeah,
North,
well,
and you're in Baltimore.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. Actually, when you look at out-of-state visitation, New Jersey is actually our number one visitation state with domestic visitation. So we do actually quite a bit of advertising and sales and marketing push in New Jersey for that reason, because of the fact that it's so easily accessible.
Well, I must be honest with you. I was considering taking Amtrak down because I love trains. And then I thought, you know what, if I take Amtrak down, I'm going to go into Union Station. And Union Station is great, but it's not Oxon Hill, Maryland. And then I'd have to hire a Lyft or an Uber. So I'm much better off driving my car, which I did, and I'm really glad I did. It worked out so well. And then I had my car to drive all around there, especially on the game, All-Star Game Day. I drove to the Renaissance Hotel, parked my car. It was $25 for the entire day. I went to Fan Fest. I went to the Library of Congress that day to see the Baseball Americana exhibit, which was great. And then I went to the All-Star game, and then I came back, and it was fabulous, and it worked really well.
Well, Dan, I would have driven you, darling.
Now she tells me.
Now I know. I came looking for you, and you'd already left. So, yes, I would be happy to. That's one of the things we enjoy doing. If somebody needs a little something special, we're happy to take care of it. So I would have definitely done that. Next time you're here.
Yeah. Okay, I did take Lyft a couple of times, a couple of places, only because it just made it easier logistically because I went to so many different places. One of the best things I did when I was down there for the All-Star game, I went to the All-Star Gala, which was at the National Museum of African American History, which is a Smithsonian. It's free, but if you want to go there on your own, you have to wait months to get in because it's so popular. It's such a beautiful museum. But for the All-Star people, they opened it up for us exclusively on Sunday night. It was great. Have you guys been there?
We have, you know, that is a really fantastic point, too. You know, there's so many cultural activities to do in Washington, D.C., but why not use National Harbor and Harborside Hotel as your base to go off and do some of those fantastic free, as you mentioned, activities in our nation's capital? A lot of people come to do their patriotic pilgrimage here, and they use National Harbor as a base to go off and do day trips. But at night, they have a place to come back to that's warm and inviting, with modern amenities, with all kinds of entertainment, food, shopping, you know, 30 restaurants, 180 stores. I mean, it's really a quite the destination to come home to.
And I also want to compliment Harborside Hotel on the variety of TV channels. I'm a TV junkie. I watch a lot of things on TV, sports, news, you name it. And there's a lot of channels in there, and that's great. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. We have a lot of varied interests in a lot of our guests. So while we can't capture everything, we really try and do our best to give an assortment that somebody will find something they like.
Yeah, and I think
anybody else want to add? Josh, go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
I think Barbara mentioned, you know, that the hotel does see a big domestic audience, but, you know, we are seeing an increasingly international trend here.
Definitely.
So, especially with the advent of MGM opening. So we have certainly seen a demand, as you mentioned, the TV stations that, you know, all over the harbor we've seen an international trend, you know, European, Chinese, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that we haven't really mentioned is what kind of a meeting and convention hotel is Harborside Hotel. Barbara?
We can accommodate events for up to 400 people, Dan. And we have several breakout rooms, something in the vicinity. Well, it depends how you look at the hotel, because different areas of the hotel can be used as meeting space. But we have a large ballroom that can be broken into three. Then we have a very beautiful boardroom, something quite unusual, very modern. And we have a meeting room that can seat 100 for a dinner. Then in addition to that, we have our lovely restaurant area and our bar area, which adds another 3,600 square feet to the hotel. So we can accommodate quite a large event at the property. And certainly it's very, very popular. We do a tremendous number of social events here as well.
And weddings, right?
Yes. A lot of weddings.
Very popular for weddings.
And Barbara, I'm glad you mentioned about the 400 people, because I'm going to recommend the Harborside Hotel to the North American Travel Journalists Association, which I founded 27 years ago. And we get a lot of writers and exhibitors at our annual convention. So it would be a great place to hold our convention.
Oh, that would be fantastic. We'd love that.
We'd love to spoil you rotten, Dan, and anyone you bring with you.
That sounds great. And unfortunately, we're out of time. I just heard 90 seconds from the British lady, who I'm dying to meet, by the way. So I must say thank you very much to Liz Delorado, owner of the Harborside Hotel, Barbara Staple, Harborside's Director of Sales and Marketing, and Josh Winston, Director of Tourism, National Harbor. Thank you for being on Travel It's Radio. And here's A Midsummer Night's Dream. End up on the beach with a great baseball book, the new baseball Bible, notes, nuggets, lists, and legends from our national pastime. Or When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta. My books, both available from Amazon.com. If anybody wants signed copies, Saturday, July 28th, I'm signing from 11 to 1 on Main Street in Cooperstown, July 28th, Saturday, 11 to 1. And that's it for this edition of Travel It's Radio. Join us next week, same time, same station. We will discover shop teaks with Olga Vitasheva. In the coming weeks, we'll be going to Maine, Summer Nights B&B in the Wildwoods, the Hotel Emerson, and the brand-new New York Sports Tours. Watch our Facebook page for announcements. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.